Quintilla, the Warriors beat writer with the Bay Area News Group. We got another episode of the Warriors HQ podcast. I have an interview with Warriors forward Kevon Looney. The Warriors are in Milwaukee to play the Milwaukee Bucks in a coveted matchup on Friday. But before that, Kevon Looney was at his alma mater at Alexander Hamilton High School, where he got his number 5 jersey retired. Before that ceremony, I had some time to sit down with Kevon about that upcoming ceremony and how Milwaukee shaped him overall growing up. Before I get to that interview, want to make some promotional plugs. The Warriors HQ podcast is up and running on iTunes, so subscribe there. Subscribe to the Warriors HQ newsletter and subscribe to the Bay Area News Group website, either at the Mercury News or the East Bay Times. We got a promotional deal going on. If you subscribe for a year, it costs only $40 and you get a free Warriors Championship commemorative book. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at @MarkG_Medina for all those details. So take a listen to my interview with Kevon Looney. Hey, well, I'm here with Warriors forward Kevon Looney, and Kevon, is you're in the middle of this Warriors 5-game trip. The last game is going to be against the Milwaukee Bucks, and that obviously holds some extra significance given your hometown. What are you looking forward to coming back there?
I'm just looking forward to being back home, seeing my brother, seeing my family, a lot of my friends growing up. They don't get to see me play a lot throughout the year, so one time a year I get to come and spend a day and a half there, so I try to enjoy it the most I can.
Yeah, I mean, you've kind of gone through this rodeo before. This is your fourth season, so like when you come back to Milwaukee to play a game, what's it usually like? What have been some of the highlights so far?
We get in real late. A lot of time we don't get a lot of time to stay and spend time, so usually go hang out with my brother, go to the community organization that I play AAU basketball with, and I do a lot of fundraising through. I go to the building and I talk to the kids, and this year a young girl got shot. We're gonna do a fundraiser the night before to raise money for the family and stuff like that. So I just try to do stuff for the community when I get there and touch as many people as possible.
Yeah, take me through a little bit of what you've been doing in the community and what your message has been overall.
We've just been trying to stop the violence. Like in summertime and some things get kind of crazy out there in Milwaukee. And as a young guy, it's good to talk to your peers. So you want to talk to your peers. As a young guy, you don't like listening to adults and listening to older people. You think they're just old, they don't know what they're talking about. But as a young guy, it seems to help when you hear from somebody that's like you and has been through the same predicaments as you. So we just got to talk about stopping the violence and just staying in school and stuff like that. So it's something that my AU program and my parents was big on. So every summer and every time I go, I try to do something in Milwaukee.
Yeah. How did growing up in Milwaukee shape you overall?
It shaped me a lot. I wear being from Milwaukee as like a badge of honor. Guys joke with me saying Milwaukee's one of the worst NBA cities, but I take pride in being from Milwaukee, and I try to show talk about everything that we got going on there, all the players we had, and this is just how tough we are as a people. And I feel like it just shaped my character, the way I play, and just me as a person. So I always give Milwaukee the most credit as possible.
How was it dealing with the cold over there?
It was tough. I miss it every once in a while, but there's nothing like the Bay weather. It was 60 every day, but it makes you tougher in my opinion. I always say if I can walk in 0-degree weather to school and go to school every day in the snow, and I can go to practice at 8:00. Right. And that's not that bad. So definitely builds character. I always say that, and I like it for the 2 or 3 days I get it a year. When I go to the East Coast or go to Milwaukee, I get the little snow, and I enjoy it, and I get back to the West Coast.
I appreciate that, because I grew up out East, went to Syracuse, and I've always felt that what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And when you're coming back West, and you see how perfect the weather is, like there's nothing to complain about. Where does that go into play with keeping things in perspective?
It's big, you're in the NBA, and you're living a good life, and you can find something to complain about. But when I go home and I put everything in perspective, I see all my friends and the job they have to do and how hard they have to work, and you really feel blessed about the opportunity that I get to have every day, doing something I love. So it brings everything in perspective, and I go home and it's 0 degrees. I'm like, all right, next week I get to go back home, and it's 72 still, and I get to see my family and my mom and dad and go play in front of the Oracle. So it's like, it's not that bad.
Yeah, and I was reading that now you enjoy every so often still being able to experience experience the cold. Is that right?
Definitely. Like all my friends, my girlfriend always complained about me keeping the house so cold, and always loving the cold. So every time I go home, I enjoy it. Always, cause, you know, my girlfriend always tell me it's cold. It's 45 degrees, and I was like, you ain't experienced cold yet. So I just love it. Just taking people back and where I'm from, and just and letting them experience what I felt, and enjoying the cold weather and just the things that Milwaukee has to offer.
Right. Take me through the Running Rebels. What was that like? What did that do to you growing up? Because I understand you played with them, what, since second grade?
Yes. I started with the Rebels in second grade. Actually, one of my coaches worked at my elementary school, and my dad took me to practice, and ever since then, I started playing with them second grade. It was like my family away from my family. I made most of my best friends now to this day I met in second and third grade through the Running Rebels, and a lot of relationships I have is through the Running Rebels. So I was just grateful that my parents let me go and have fun. You know, it takes a big trust factor to let your kid go and play with the AAU program, all them tournaments and stuff like that. Right. But my mom and dad trusted them, and they let me go play. You know, they came to every game, every practice, and just a lot of let up. I met a lot of great people, and they really taught me about giving back and stuff like that. So the Running Rebels is big for me. I always encourage kids to get in the program. I try to come back and help. I sponsor the AAU team. I had help get the basketball court in the facility now, and that's what I work out during in the summertime. So Milwaukee's been great to me. The Running Rebels been great to me.
Yeah, I was reading a quote that you were saying about that it gave you an escape to be a better person. What did you mean by that?
It's like I should say, like, you know, as a kid, it's hard to, like, you know, you do what your schoolwork, you do everything, but it's hard to learn how to get in the community at a young age. You don't know what you're supposed to do to help out in the community. But the Running Rebels showed me how to help in the community. Like, we gave back to the homeless and like the Fed families for Thanksgiving every year, and we did everything in the community. That's where I learned that from. And then, you know, when you sometimes you get tired of hearing your mom and dad talk. You know, my mom and dad are big on education and big on making the right decision, but after a while it sounds like they're nagging. You don't want to listen to them. But when you hear somebody else that through basketball that's giving out that same message, you guys, it's starting to feel like my parents probably are right. So it make you want to listen more to your parents, and make you want to, like, when you got two people saying the same thing, you start to get it. I think I got it at an early age, and it helped me become a better person, and helped me, you know, I had a lot of opportunities where I could have went down the wrong path, but thanks to the Rebels and my mom and dad, I was able to keep down the right road.
Yeah. What were the highlights on the court with them?
Highlights on the court? We had a lot of great highlights on the court. You know, we was from seventh grade, we was top 10 in the country every year. I made my college decision, and they helped me with that process. You know, always going to Vegas is always a big deal in high school. Going to Vegas and participating in Adidas 64. Some of my friends that I grew up with was always big for me, especially my last year. We lost in the championship. It was kind of disappointing, but this is for us to make it and be part of that, and be all part of all the hoopla and all the college coaches there, and the big crowds. It was a lot of fun.
Speaking of college, was Marquette ever a consideration? Was University of Wisconsin ever a consideration?
Both of them were. More Wisconsin, because Buzz ended up leaving. Would have been my year. Buzz Williams, who was the coach, he was ended up leaving the year I would have supposed to go there. I really consider Wisconsin was in my last group of people with Bo Ryan, and you know, they was always good. Actually, the year that I went to UCLA, they went to the championship. So, but Wisconsin was more than Marquette.
How did UCLA win out?
You've been to UCLA campus?
Oh yeah, of course.
So as a Milwaukee kid going, I went in October. You know, it was already cold in Milwaukee, and I went to UCLA in October, and it was sunshine and it was great weather. I made some guys on the team that I really liked, so it was like a no-brainer. Like, my dad always told me, like, pick a place where a college where you can see yourself living for the rest of your life. And yeah. Me seeing LA, I'm like, this is somewhere I can be.
Well, I mean, like, so many people live in LA for a reason.
Yeah.
But considering your affection for where you grew up, how difficult was it to weigh of LA, nice weather, great place to live, and hey, maybe being a hometown guy in college?
It was something I thought about, but as a guy from Milwaukee, I wanted to do something different. That was like a big thing. We had people go to Marquette. We had some people go to North Carolina, Michigan State, some big name schools, but I wanted to do something different and try to create my own path, and it took me to the West Coast. Hopefully, people from kids growing up can know I can go play anywhere in the country. You don't have to just stay home. I want to experience something different and see something different in life.
Was there a point at Hamilton where you knew, hey, like, I'm pretty good at this. I might have an NBA future. Like, was there a specific turning point or kind of series of moments?
I always said, like, around my sophomore year in high school, I thought I had it. Like, I got a chance because I was going to all these camps, Nike camp, LeBron camp, and the guys that they was talking about being bona fide NBA players. I'm like, I feel like I was just as good. This is my sophomore year. Coming into my junior year, I'm playing against like a couple pros in the summertime in Milwaukee, and I feel confident in my game, and I felt I had a chance. That's where I really felt like, all right, I can really do this, and it's bigger than just college, and it gave me a lot of confidence.
And wrapping up here, Kevon, I know you love the Warriors, and you've been having a pretty good run so far, this being your fourth season, but what have you ever thought down the line of being in Milwaukee at some point in your career?
Something I haven't really thought about. Last year was really my first year actually being, I feel like I was a bona fide NBA player, you know, getting time to make the rotation and really play towards the end of the season. And now this year I wanted to like come into my own. So I really never thought about where I wanted to play at or how my whole career would want to go. I just thought about in the now, just trying to live in the moment and trying to make best for the situation I am now. But, you know, Milwaukee's somewhere always holds a special place to me. I got the new arena. The Bucks is back buzzing and being relevant again. Growing up, we had times where they was really good and times where they was really bad. So I know how big the Bucks are for the city. And, you know, every kid thinks about playing in their hometown, but at this moment, I really haven't thought about it. Thinking about this season, the Warriors, and, you know, I consider West Coast home too. But Milwaukee's always a special place. And hopefully one day could play maybe in the career or whatever happens. But I haven't really thought about it yet.
For sure. Well, Kevon, always good to chat with you. I appreciate the time.
All right, thank you.
Okay, so that interview with Kevon Looney took place before the ceremony. I then was able to attend his ceremony, and it was pretty surreal. Not only did you see a lot of students really excited to see Kevon Looney in the gym, but they saw basically everyone on the Warriors team. You have the All-Stars with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant and Draymond Green. You have the head coach, Steve Kerr, and all of his assistants and all the different reserves. And it was very surreal and I think very telling of how tightly knit this Warriors team is. So I made sure to get some reaction from Kevon after the event on what this all meant to him.
Overwhelming. This has got to be completely overwhelming.
It is. It's a special moment for me, and I was just glad to have my whole team come support me. And it was big for my school, big for Milwaukee and my city. So I know I never dreamt of having a world champion team coming back to my high school and come to a jersey retirement. So it's something that's special to me, and I always remember the rest of my life.
What do you think it says about everyone that they showed up here?
It says a lot about our chemistry, just how good of a locker room we have. I mean, you know, you got the best players in the world, Steph, MVPs in our team. Champions for to come to my local high school and sign autographs, take pictures with the kids, and they didn't have to do none of this. They really didn't sign up for this, but they were just coming to support me, and I was really happy for that.
A lot of big time recruits end up going to prep schools. Why do you want to stay at your local public high school?
When I was in high school, I seen kids going to prep schools and stuff like that, but I said I wanted to be in my city. I wanted to be here and finish it out and play in front of my mom and dad, my brother. They came to all my games, so it would have felt weird just leaving them. And so I was glad I stayed. I feel like I left a mark here, somewhere I can always call home, and I'll always look back and say, this is where I came from.
Kevon, you're raising money tonight for the family of Sandra Barks. How did you find out about her story, and what made you want to be a part of raising money?
Man, I saw it on the internet, and I called some people back home, people from the Run the Rebels, and they told me about what happened in the situation, and it saddened me. You know, that's something that we tried to prevent. You know, she was a bright young lady, great student, so it's sad for us things like that to happen. We want to prevent that in the community. When they told me if I wanted to be part of that, I wanted to be part of it, help the family out, and help spread awareness about gun violence in our city, and make this place a better place to grow up.
Your friend you're dedicating this season to?
Yes, friend Watsy came to all these games, always sitting in the front row, and he's part of the reason I wore number 5, and I still wore number 5, so you know, it's kind of sad not having him here at this big moment like this, knowing that he was at every game, but I know he's looking down on me, I know he's proud of me, and that's what I do it for. I do it for him, and that's why it always brings sadness, but I'm going to play my season for him, pray the rest of my career for him.
What was the significance of number 5?
Like I said, my freshman year, they sort of just gave it to me. You know, I had an opportunity to change it my sophomore year, but my friend that passed away, he actually made a sign for me. They ended up being on a commercial for the like our local high school game and stuff. He's like, man, you got to keep it. You're number five now. Number five. And you play all five positions. You can hold all five positions. So that's the reason I kept it. And now he passed away. Now it has a special meaning to me.
Are you coming back with us?
No, I'm good. You good? Yeah.
Kevon, a lot of kids are starstruck here today, not only because of you, but because of the team. What do you hope their takeaway is?
I just hope to take away that anything's possible. And I was in this same gym, in the same classroom, same hallways, dreaming big just like they were. And I was able to make it out, make it to the NBA and be part of a championship team. And you know, the guys, the people that they look up to and that pride their idols, I'm able to hang out, and be part of greatness, be part of a team. And they depend on me like I depend on them. So I just want to know anything's possible and that dreams can come true if you work hard and put your mind to it.
Is this how you kind of envisioned it being? What was kind of your initial expectations? How did it match with how it played out?
I didn't really know what to expect. I expect the whole team to actually come. I thought a couple of people would come, but the whole team came, and I didn't know the whole school was going to be in here. So it was exciting. A lot of people here. It's just exciting. You know, as a kid, you never think of things like this. You never think about going back to your high school and having a jersey retirement. You never think about going back to your high school with the NBA champs as your teammates. So very special to me. I never forget this.
I heard that, you know, just from talking to some of your folks, that you kind of had to educate your teammates on Milwaukee and just what kind of talent it produced. What was those conversations like?
It's always great. A lot of people don't know about Milwaukee. They don't know about basketball history. They don't even know about the people in Milwaukee. For them to come back to my high school and to see my hallways, the students I was around, the people like me, it always digs for me. You know, every time we come here, it's always cold. We're only here for like a couple of hours. People want to leave, but for my team to be able to come in here and experience it with me, it's always fun. You know, I remember growing up, I mean, my first year in the league, having a talk with Draymond. I was telling him how I'm so big in Milwaukee. Man, you ain't big in Milwaukee. You ain't this, you ain't that. And not having him here in my jersey retirement, it makes me feel proud of myself.
Did you get to say anything here to him?
I'm going
to
mention it to him. He probably don't even remember, but I was a rookie, but I'm going to mention it to him.
That's funny. You know what I also understood just kind of doing my research is that, you know, when you were playing here, I mean, you were getting all these comparisons to Kevin Durant.
Yeah, it's crazy how things come full circle. My friend just told me when you left here, they were saying you was the next KD, and you ended up bringing KD back to the school. So it's crazy how things work, how my journey has turned out. And, you know, getting high comparisons like that coming out of high school is hard to live up to. But to be a player with a guy like that and learn from him and become a champion with him has been something that I can use throughout my whole career.
Did he know about those comparisons?
I don't know if he does. I never really bring it up, but I don't know if people bring it up. But back in high school, I used to hear those comparisons. I used to love it. And to actually see him work up close and what he does has been a blast.
The last thing here, I mean, what do you think you've learned from him?
I learned a lot from KD, man. Just working out with him this summer had made my game so much better this year on offensive and in defensive end. You know, KD's the best player in the NBA and part of that. And see his work ethic and what he does on and off the court has made me a better player, man. From the mid-range shots to defending the post and just knowing the game, I learned a lot from him.
I appreciate it, Kevon. Congratulations again.
I also had a chance to chat with Kevon Looney's brother, Kevin. He was in town for the ceremony. He talked about that as well as a little bit of adversity that the family has gone through. One of their close friends in Milwaukee has passed away 2 days before the Warriors season opener, and Warriors forward Kevon Looney has been dedicating his season to him, writing his initials on his shoe, writing his full name, and thinking about him before, during, and after the game. So I caught up with his brother, Kevin, on all those different topics.
What are kind of your emotions right now?
It's just crazy. It's just I'm so happy for Kevon and our family right now. It's just, you know, to get this recognition for his hard work. He went to Hamilton as a young kid, and he put all his hard work into coming here as a student. He was a 3.5 to a 4-point student this whole time he was here. So I'm very proud of him that they're recognizing him because he deserves it. I feel like, you know, it's an inspiration for all the other kids here in the city that may not have that inspiration every day, but they can see somebody who came from where they came from to make it, to being a champion and more.
How do you think playing here at Hamilton, doing things with the Running Rebels, and growing up in Milwaukee shaped Kevon overall?
It just made him. It made him tough. You know, Milwaukee is a blue collar a community. Everybody, we work hard. You know, we try to stick together. So that just made Kevon, you know, work hard. He had to, you know, buckle down and work hard every day. So that's what I think. That's what mainly helped here. You know, that's what mainly helped coming to Hamilton. It kept him grounded. You know, he know remember always remember where he came from. So it just made him a smart, edgy player that always remembered to work hard. You know, he always remembered to work hard first because he had two injuries that could have set him back, that could have set anybody back, that maybe most people might not have came back from. So he had to work hard and he had to remember that what got him there. So, yeah. And I think that really helped him out.
What do you remember about when he was going through those injuries his first two seasons with the Warriors, just what his mentality was and how he overcame them?
I just remember that he never seemed shook. Going through surgeries, he never seemed like he was down on himself, never seemed like he wanted to give up or anything like that. It was always a positive. Like, as soon as this is over, I'm going to be back working out, and then I'm going to get right to it. So I just admired his attitude, you know, because surgery is tough. I don't know. Sometimes I don't like going to the doctor as it is, and there's enough going to for surgery. So, you know, he really kept a positive attitude, and I just really, you know, I think that kept him grounded at the end. That's what kept his results are now. That's why he's playing so much now, because he kept a positive attitude.
What have you made of his season so far?
I'm so proud of his season this year. You know, it's something that I always knew he had in him. You know, it's just when you're playing on a championship team, you have to take your time and be patient. You know, you got you in front behind Kevin Durant and Draymond Green and Steph Curry and guys like that. So you got to wait your turn. Even if you feel like you deserve to play or if you feel like you don't deserve to play, you got to wait your turn and, you know, show what you got. So I feel like I'm so proud of him that he, you know, he stuck it out and he got in shape and now it's all showing out, coming all together for him.
There's no way to transition to this, but I know talking with Kevon, I mean, he's been dedicating this season to his friend who passed away and your friend. How's the family holding up over this?
It's hard to say. You know, he was a very important person in the Milwaukee community and to his family, our family, you know, so it's been hard, but, you know, it's a day-by-day thing, but I'm just glad what Kevon's doing, bringing it to the light, bringing his name out, because that's what he would have loved, because he was a selfless person that always promoted, you know, positive things. He always supported Kevon way before he was an NBA prospect, so it's just important to show those people love that showed you, you know, so we want to show his family as much support as possible in this trying time, being he was their youngest son, so I know that's hard on their family. He was a good, positive kid, smart kid, wasn't in any trouble or anything like that. So it's just really tough. So, you know, we're just trying to keep spirits high and keep everybody motivated and positive.
Kevon was talking a lot about how, you know, he was crediting you and him for really shaping him and showing him the ropes with basketball and giving him feedback. What do you remember about that time and what you guys try to do for him?
I just remember Kevon as a kid. He had a lot of talent and, you know, just a very smart kid. And we just wanted to see him do positive things and do good things. So we just tried to keep him as close to us as possible, you know, keep him out of harm's way as best as we could and just keep him motivated. You know, we just, you know, when he was doing 90%, we try to get him to do 110%. You know, when he's doing 110%, try to get him 150%, you know. So we just knew his capabilities and his potential. And we just try to bring it out of him, you know. And I seen that it really helped him, because Kevon being it, sometimes he's a quiet kid, sometimes he was a reserved kid, so sometimes you're just bringing the extra out of him to get him to the next level.
Yeah, and he was saying that he was very instrumental in convincing him to keep his number 5 jerseys. Yes. At the Kiss.
Yes, you know, number 5 was his number for a long time, you know, which where he got the name Flight 5, so we started calling him that a long time ago, because he played all 5 positions, so it was real, you know, in high school he played all his 5 positions, and he does so much now. But he can guard all 5 positions. That's his thing now. So it still kind of mean the same thing. So we just urged him to keep that number 5 going, because when he first got there, I think Mo Spates had number 5, and we was kind of down. Like, the 36 was good, but it just didn't look the same on him. So, you know, I'm glad he went back to number 5. Like, they're retiring it today here at Hamilton. So that's a big thing.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I was talking a lot about growing up here, how obviously it's cold, and that really has kind of built a resilience. Where do you think that kind of applies, just having to brave through the elements.
Oh, wow. I remember Kevon going to Hamilton. We didn't actually live close to Hamilton. It was a nice 30-minute commute to Hamilton in the morning. And Kevon used to have 5 o'clock in the morning practices. Sometimes I take him, sometimes my dad take him. When he got his license, he'd drive himself. And sometimes it'd be freezing cold, ice cold, 5 o'clock in the morning. Nobody really wants to get up and go work out in those conditions, but he did it every day. You know, he went in, went to work out after school. It was a grind. You know, he learned to grind that cold, rain, sleet, sign. You know, some in a weather where some cities might shut down their streets, that we'll be playing basketball. We got to run to the gym. We got to get to the gym. So, you know, it just taught you how to grind, taught you to, you know, not to really pay attention to the weather. It just made you a little tougher. You know, I think, you know, when you're in the cold weather, it gives you a little sense of toughness.
Yeah, he was saying he likes to blast the AC up a little bit when he's at home.
Yeah. You go to his house, it's freezing cold. I don't get that living in California, though. You know, but so I guess he's used to that cold weather now. So now he go to his house, the AC is all the way up.
You guys give him a hard time about that?
Yeah, we do. Because you go in his house, your nose start running. It's so cold. So, you know, you're like, just turn up a little bit. Jeez. But, you know, that's what he's used to now. That's it. You know, that's how he get his good rest. And he a big guy. You know, he get a little hot, you know, quick. So, you know how that go.
That's pretty funny. How do you kind of see just things moving forward for him with this season? I mean, obviously, he's been building off of last season and all that, and the Warriors have been happy with him, but now he has an increased role now with the center's position even becoming thinner with the injuries. How do you see him kind of navigating through that?
I think he's built for this moment. I think Kevon always been a type of player his whole life. You know, as he learns the rope, he just get better and better. You know, he's a cerebral player. He's a high IQ player. So I think as his role increased, that's like right where he's comfortable at, because he's not a high volume shooter. He's not a guy that's going to jump out on a stat page at you right away, but it's the little things that he does. It's the hustle plays. It's the defense. It's the second chance buckets. It's all that stuff that he does that when he's out there. So I just think it's just a matter of him getting the minutes, getting the opportunity, and then I think he'll be okay. I think he's going to flourish even more as his role increases, because you with the help of Steph Curry and guys like Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson, with them guys setting you up, it's almost hard to fail. So it's like, what, you got a motivated guy like him, and then you have all-stars like those guys, I think he's going to be pretty good.
And last thing here, Kevin, I mean, you touch on a lot of things regarding Kevon with, you know, his time in Milwaukee and his journey and everything, but just kind of give it full circle. What are the other moments that kind of jump out to you with his time at Hamilton High and just being in Milwaukee?
Being in Milwaukee, just living in Milwaukee, the summers in Milwaukee, at all his AAU tournaments that we used to go to, that, you know, that just defined his character, made him who he is, and brought him to this moment. You know, one of the shining moments, his freshman year coming to Hamilton, I remember him, you know, a lot of the players had gotten a little bit of trouble, so they ended up getting kicked off the team. And he was a freshman, and he got kind of propelled into a leadership role. He flourished in that role. They went all the way upstate, went to the Final Four, and, you know, that was kind of the beginning of this whole journey. You know, so I forever remember that, you know, being at the Al McGuire Center in Marquette, where he was playing out of his mind, to go to upstate and as a freshman, and that was just big. You know, being a big brother, watching your little brother do stuff like that is just amazing. You pick on him in the backyard, block his shot down the backyard, down the court, and then all of a sudden he's 6'9", and he's 6'5", and high school doing all these amazing things. So it's just a beautiful thing to see, and we're just glad to be a part of.
Want to thank Kevon Looney and his brother Kevin for all the time and insight for this interview. If you enjoy this podcast, be sure to subscribe to the Warriors HQ podcast so you can get new and archived episodes on iTunes. Subscribe to the Warriors HQ newsletter so it hits your inbox every day. And subscribe to the Mercury News or East Bay Times website. It's $40 a year plus. If you sign up now for $40, you will get a free Warriors Championship commemorative book. Last thing, if you want real-time Warriors news delivered via text message, I have a service called Purple, only $5 a month. You can sign up, get the first 2 weeks free with no risk. All this information is on my Twitter account on Mark G_Medina. But for now, thanks so much for listening.